You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. I'm going to introduce you to an app called 11 Labs Reader. And it's spelled just as it sounds like. So 11 Labs is one word, E-L-E-V-E-N-L-A-B-S, 11 Labs, space, reader. This is an amazing app that you definitely want to check out if this is something that interests you, of course. So I'm going to do a nice little review and walk through and show you a demonstration how to use 11 Labs Reader. Now, before I do that, 11 Labs should sound familiar for most of you out there. If you haven't heard of 11 Labs, no problem. 11 Labs has been around for some time now, and what they're known for is being able to take any text and convert it into audio for you to listen. It's incredible technology. It sounds marvelous, and it's trying to do its best to sound as natural as possible. And I personally think they're getting really close to that moment where we will be able to say, wow, this is definitely a hit on their hands. And I think this app is no doubt going to be something that's going to be popular by some of you out there. Now, I have used other apps. I won't mention those names, that they will take various files like text files or probably PDFs or EPUBs and try to read it out using whatever voiceover voices that we have now. And as you know, well, for myself, I'm not a big fan of those things. And it's really kind of hard to read books or listen to articles with those voices, especially when I come back in a background where I'm not used to using older voices such as eloquence and such things like that. It just sounds very unnatural, very robotic. So I'm really more into more natural sounding speech. So this is no doubt one of the big app that I definitely going to keep on my main home screen from now on. Now, in saying that, there are some quirks and issues with this app. Yeah, for the most part, it is accessible and usable. Now, there are some things that if you need to do, it can be difficult. So I will be pointing that out. But I'm hoping that there is definitely going to be some update to this app and to making things more efficient for voiceover users. But overall, I think this app definitely has potential. And it definitely is going to be something I'm going to be using a lot. So let's go ahead and introduce you to 11 Labs Reader. Once you download it, it's going to become an app on your home screen called Reader. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. And we're going to go ahead and just dive into it and open it and show you everything you need to know about the app.
Reader, double tap to open.
Let's just do that. One finger double tap to open this up.
Reader, home.
All right. So I'm going to introduce you to the interface first. Now, the design of it is a little bit odd, and it's not the typical placement that you think they might be. So I don't know what the design change is and how it's supposed to work. But for example, you got the three items or the three tabs located at the bottom, right? It just seems like the placement of those buttons is just a little bit odd. The easiest way to find those tabs along the bottom for me is usually, in the past, is always just put your finger on the bottom left-hand corner to find the first tab. In this case, I'm just going to do a four fingers tap towards the bottom, and that'll take us to the last element, which is going to be at the bottom right.
Account.
Where we have the account. As I swipe left, these are the three areas. You have account.
Voices.
Voices.
Home.
And home. Let's go ahead and go to account first, and that way we can get that out of the way before we get the real good nitty-gritty part of the app itself. So let's swipe back to the account, which is the item to the bottom right. So as you notice, that it didn't say tabs, and that's why I said the placement is a little bit odd.
Voices. Account.
Double tap that.
Account.
And now we're going to go to the very top of the screen, which is use a four-finger tap at the top half of your device.
Account.
Until you hear that word, account. And now as you swipe to the right.
Thomas@thimakeyhouse.com.
You're going to hear my email address. This is the email that you signed up with. So when you first open up the 11 Labs Reader for the first time, it's going to have you sign in with some sort of a credential account. Thankfully, you can sign in with Apple and hide your email address so they aren't able to know exactly who it is that's probably going to be the most ideal way. But keep in mind, this is the account that you're going to be using from now on. So if that's important to you, as I know, sometimes they come up with various emails that are kind of encrypted. So if you really want to use an address that you know of, go ahead and sign in with that through 11 Labs, or you can use other items such as Google and whatnot.
Cap T.
Now, as you swipe to the right here,
reset password.
You're going to have the various items that sounds pretty typical. So being able to reset the password is kind of a nice option to be able to reset it from here.
Theme settings.
They have theme settings. So for my friends out there that are low vision that do care about the themes, they do have light dark mode. They have high contrast and things like that. Can they make things easier for you to see? And for those that are like myself that are completely blind, that is not going to come into play for us to use. But if you'd like to change that, just do one finger double tap on that, and that'll take you right into themes and allow you to change the theme that you like for your liking.
Delete account.
And then we have the delete account. So if you feel like I just totally want to get out of here, I'm just going to delete the whole thing. And when you do that, it does delete everything. And I believe, oddly enough, if you delete the account and confirm it, you will never be able to recreate the account with the same email. Pretty odd, but that is the case.
Frequently asked questions.
Pretty self-explanatory. If you have any questions, there are some useful things in here. It's very limited. And what they have in terms of FAQs.
Help Center.
Help Center is the same thing. Anytime you want to go look at those FAQs or help, just feel free to do one finger double tap. That will open up your default browser of choice and allows you to go to their site and check out the different various topics to choose or to read.
Terms of Service. Privacy Policy. Sign Out.
And then lastly, we have the Sign Out. So that is pretty much the account. Once you have signed in, you really never have to go into the account area unless you want to reset the password, delete it, or to sign out, and of course to change the theme. So nothing is here. Now, once I swipe to the right, we'll go back to the first tab at the bottom left.
Home.
Is your home. And then the second option up is
Voices.
Voices there. We'll be concentrating on that after I do the review of the home. So let's go back to home here.
Home.
Double tap on that.
Home.
Now, keep in mind, every time you open up Reader, it will always take you to the home or default to the home tab. All right, I'm going to go to the top half here. So I'm going to introduce you to the interface for this.
Home.
Now that it says home, we know we're at the very top here. And as you swipe to the right.
Import. Button. Image. Shows import options. A white cross and a black circle. Add.
This is where we are able to import. And I'll be showing you a couple of ways how you can import various things. As you swipe to the right here.
All. Switch button. Off. Unselect. Double tap to toggle setting.
This is where the accessibility for VoiceOver is. The labeling is just not very clear. So in this example, it says all. There are options to pick from what you want to see on this page. By default, it's selected to all. And you'll hear that it's off and selected is off. That means it's selected. I know, it sounds crazy, right? Because here's an example of the next item.
Text. Switch button. Off. Select. Double tap to toggle setting.
It's just a double tap to select that. That means that is not selected. So you have this as an option as well.
Links. Switch button. Off. Select. Double tap to toggle setting. Files. Switch button. Off. Select. Double tap to toggle setting.
This is important because think of this as a filter. You have all, you have text, you have links, and you have files. I'll explain these later on and show you how this selection works so you can see the difference. Right now, because it's selected to all, you're going to see these various books that they included with the 11 Labs reader for you to use. So let's swipe to the right here and see my first book that they have offered to you.
The Little Match Girl, file 33%.
Okay, now you heard the 33%. That's because I listened to 33% of this book already. So it tells you where your current position is. Yes, it remembers where you are each and every time you leave out a reader, which is kind of a nice thing. So if you have a book that you would like to read, you can download that and it will remember your position. Now, there are some caveats and I will be explaining that as we get into the players themselves. Now, let me introduce you a couple more books here and then I'll explain a couple of things to you.
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, A Scandal in Bohemia, File 0%. Cinderella, File 0%.
Now, you heard that there's 0%. That's because they have not been read, and you heard the term file. So that gives you a specific idea what those are. So those are files. So that filter that I mentioned up above, we had all, text, link, and files. That's how you can filter. So if I were to double tap on, say, files or text, you obviously aren't going to see these books because they're listed as files. But nonetheless, they come with some pretty generic books that you could probably find just pretty much anywhere. They're classic books, they're free and open source for anybody to listen to. Now, here is the part that makes this really fantastic. I think that 11 Labs Reader is just mind-blowing for me, and you'll see why I think that. So I obviously have picked my voices already, and I'm going to be showing you how you can change those voices in a moment. So let's go back to, say, Sherlock, for example.
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, A Scandal in Bohemia, File 0%.
Now, if you're ready to listen to this, all you have to do is do one finger double tap. And what's going to happen, it's going to load up a media player. And the media player interface comes up. And it's going to automatically start talking. So I'm going to let that start talking and just listen to it for a little bit. So you can get an idea, wow, if that is something to try out or not for yourself. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to do a pause. And it does do the magic tap. So it does respond to that to pause the position in the media player and then double tap to play again if you want. So let's go ahead and do that.
Admirably balanced mind.
Reader, go back.
He was,
button.
I take it, the most perfect reasoning and observing machine that the world has seen. But as a lover, he would have placed himself in a false position. He never spoke of the softer passions, save with a jibe and a sneer. They were admirable things for the observer, excellent for drawing the veil from men's motives and actions.
So I put double tap with two fingers and it paused it. I think that's incredible, but I'll show you even more so how I think this is the way to go. It's just made the quality of reading something so pleasant from a file. Yeah, a text file. That is not an audio file, my friends. So let's go to the top here. Four fingers tap towards the top half.
Go back. Button.
You have the go back button, which is at the very top left. Obviously, they'll take you back out to the home page itself. And as you swipe to the right,
help button shows help and feedback form.
Pretty self-explanatory. If you're needing help or want to look at different variety of different helps, you can double tap that.
More button, pop-up button shows more options. Double tap to activate the picker.
The more button is at the top right-hand corner. Right now, it is not functioning, so if you double-tap that, it will say it's coming soon. I don't know what that means in terms of what's available on there. It says save, and I don't know if that means we'll be able to save this as an audio file. That would be very sweet if we're able to do that. As you go to the right here.
Progress. 0. 21 of 2. 13.
That could be improved. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me other than it might give you the position as in percent-wise, but nonetheless, they swipe to the right.
Select voice button opens a list with voices to select.
This is where we can come and change the voices. If you don't like that particular voice, you can have a variety of voices to pick from that you've chosen within the voices tab that I mentioned earlier.
Seek back button seeks back by 15 seconds. Paused. Tap to toggle play. Seek forward button seeks forward by 15 seconds.
And that also should be self-explanatory to you as well.
Speed 1.0 times button. Tap to adjust speed.
And then we have the option to tap adjust speed. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. I want to tell you about some of the quirks. There are some quirks in the media player itself. So the positioning is one of them, as I mentioned. We're not able really to be able to change that all that much. Meaning, okay, so if I were to go into a book and I'm listening 10% into the book, right? And I come back into the reader, it starts at 10%. There is a way to double tap and hold and then move your finger to the left and right. So it's a scroll bar that goes left and right. That's how the time positioning works. So it's not as easy as some of the ones we've seen out there where you can flick up to go through the time position. It's not like that at all. And it doesn't really tell you where you are either. But I can say if you're 10% in the book and you come back into Reader, you cannot go back to 0%. This is not due to being voiceover an issue. This is more for a general overall. So I'm guessing this was intentional by the designer or the developer is thinking that you probably never really want to go back all the way to the beginning of the book because you're already 10% in. I don't know what the reasoning is, but nonetheless, that is intentional. So I just want to let you know that you can double tap the back button, the forward button to increment by 15 seconds. Nope, there is no way to set that further for 30 seconds or a minute. And once again, that back button will only go back to the position where you came into. So if you came into this reader at 10%, you're only going to be able to rewind it back to that 10% where you started that book of that reader. So essentially, if you set it to 25% when you come back into it, and then try to go back, it won't go back to 10%. It will stay at the position of 25%. Okay, so I want to get that out of the way. All right, the other thing is the speed. That can be used. It is difficult to do. It is also a scroll bar as well. So if you double tap and hold and kind of just go back and forth, you may be able to increment the speed, but it's not for the faint of heart. It is difficult to adjust. I don't know if you would want to do that anyway, because this is using more of an AI natural voices, and it doesn't sound all that great, I'll be honest. Not like the other ones. Now, if you increase it to 1.2, it's not too horrible, but once you get over 1.4, it starts to sound not so great. So, highly recommend this leaving at normal speed. If the normal speed drives you bananas, maybe this is not for you until they come up with an update. Make that more accessible for us to use.
Select voice. Button opens a list with voices to select.
Let's go back to the select voice, which is at the bottom left, and double tap that.
Activate to dismiss pop-up window. Button.
All right, so let's go to the right, and I'm going to show you what I have on my voices that I've selected.
Voices. Close. Button. Closes bottom sheet.
That closes the sheet for you.
All. Switch button. Off. Select. Double tap to toggle setting.
Now, you also have a list of filters that you can see all the voices by filtering. So I have it by default is all.
My voices. Switch button. Off. Unselect. Double tap to toggle setting.
My voice is that if you have previously used 11 Labs before and you cloned a voice, I have a clone voice and a professional clone voice. Those will appear just as that if I were to tap on that.
Selected, Brian, official.
All right, so here are the voices. So Brian is what I'm using now, and that is selected. As I swipe to the right.
Thomas, user.
There is my professional clone of my voice.
Ivy, free spirit, narrative story.
This one is my second favorite. This is, so I have one male and one female voice that are presenting here. And if you want to choose any of those voices at any time, just go ahead and double tap on that. So let's go ahead and try Ivy here.
Reader, go back. Button, goes back.
Now we're back to the media player here. Now if you do a two-finger magic tap here, it should continue the story. So let's hear what Ivy sounds like.
But for the trained reasoner to admit such intrusions into his own delicate and finely adjusted temperament was to introduce a distracting factor which might throw a doubt upon all his mental results. Grit in a sensitive instrument, or a crack in one of his own.
And that's I think the inflection is just incredible for something that's just basically based off of a text file. Isn't that incredible? So that is pretty much the media player itself and what you can expect with this. Now let's go back to the top left. I'm just going to simply do a four finger tap at the top half of the screen here.
Go back. Button. Goes back.
Double tap that.
Reader. Home.
All right. Now, before I show you the imports, let's go to that voices tab, as I mentioned before. This is where you can find all the various voices that you can choose from and use.
Account. Voices.
One finger double tap to open this up.
Voices.
And so what essentially happens here, now I'll just tap on the top half of the screen once again.
Player. Button. Goes back to player.
Now, you're probably asking yourself, what is that? Why was it? Yeah, it So the player, it seems to be like, is always there. It's in the background. Once you open up the player buttons will pop up at the top left, and you can return to the player itself. As you swipe to the right,
voices,
you know you're in the right place.
Filters, zero.
Now the filters, there is a lot to go through here. I'll come back to that in a moment, but let me go ahead and just show you all the voices at this moment. But I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll just show you a few, of course.
Home. Switch button. Off. Unselect. Double tap to toggle setting. My voices. Switch button. Off. Select. Callum. Official.
So now here's the first voice. Now, Callum may not be the first voice that you hear. It's kind of odd how that kind of rotates and changes all the time. And I think I know why. But for now, I just want to give you a heads up that the voices may change around where they are located placement. These are the various voices, and they will tell you what kind of type of voices those are.
Christian, narrative story.
So that's good for narrative story.
George, official. Frederick Surrey, narrative story. Ivy, free spirit, narrative story. Brian, official. Anarita, narrative story. Charlie, official. Liam, official. Danielle, Canadian narrator, narrative story.
So there's all sorts of voices and a variety of type what they are. Now, anytime you want to give those a listen, all you have to do is just double tap on a particular voice.
Go back button.
We got the go back. At the top left. Now let's go to the right here.
Danielle, Canadian narrator. Calm.
So she is considered as calm. It's funny how they define different ways or personality that the person voices is.
Narrative story. Play. Button. Image. Toggles voice preview.
Now, I will highly recommend before you hit the play button is to disable the speech momentarily. That is because voiceover will kind of on top of the voice, you don't really get to hear the voice very well. So I'm going to do that now with three fingers double tap to turn off the speech, and then I'm going to do one finger double tap to hit the play.
Speech off.
The shallow reefs are but a fraction of this enormous water world. In the inky depths you've only glimpsed lie even more remarkable unknown wonders.
So it gives you a little snippet, a little sample, a teaser, what that voice like, and if that's something you want to use. Obviously, that's pretty calm, right? So if you need something that's more calming, I can see that situation. I can see why you wouldn't want to use that. Let's go ahead and turn off the speech back on. Do a triple finger double tap.
Speech on.
If you like this voice, you go to the right here.
Save. Button. Image. Saves voice in favorites. A black cross against a white background. Add. Plus.
Which you'll have to double tap to save that voice. Once you save it, then within the media player, then when you change or select a voice, that voice will be there. If you ever want to remove the voice, you'll have to go back into the voice itself. Within the voice tab area, find the person, double tap it, and go to the bottom, and it'll be able to delete or remove that voice. Let's go back to the top left here.
Go back. Button. Reader. Voices.
Now, let's go back to that filter I was showing you, where I mentioned earlier.
Voices. Filters. Zero.
Double tap this area.
Activate to dismiss pop-up window. Button.
All right, I'm going to show you all the items you can select and filter.
Filters. Close. Button. Sort by. Latest. Most characters generated. Most users. Trending. Use cases. Informative and educational. Advertisement. Characters and animation. Social media. Conversational. Narrative and story. Entertainment and TV. Gender. Male. Female. Neutral. Age. Old. Young. Middle-aged. Reset.
Isn't that incredible? You have all this to select from. Now, once again, this isn't so great for voiceover users. Sure, I can select that, but it will not show you what you have selected. So keep in mind that reset button at the bottom. That's going to come into play a lot. You may have to reset all and try again. So let's go back to a few of them and see what I like to select. I'm going to select, let's do male and entertainment news. So let's go back left here until I find female.
Middle-aged, young, old, age, neutral, female.
Double tap that.
Female.
Now, it doesn't say it's being selected, so got to keep that in mind, what you have selected and what you haven't. Let's go back to the left here and try to find entertainment news.
Male, gender, entertainment, and TV.
Oh, okay, entertainment, TVs, double tap that.
Entertainment and TV.
Now, let's go back to the bottom here.
Apply.
You now have the apply button. And remember, just to the left of this.
Reset.
Is the reset. So let's go to the right here.
Apply.
So you will have to double tap and apply, otherwise the filter isn't going to work. So double tap that.
Activate to display player button.
So
goes
we're back
to
player. The top again. Now let's go to the right and see what happens.
Voices. Filters 2.
Now you hear that I have selected two items as a filter.
Home. Switch button. Off. My voices. Switch button. Off. Allison. Millennial. Entertainment TV.
Okay, so Allison is the first one. So if you, once again, if you want to listen to that voice, double tap.
Go back. Button.
And
goes back.
Let's go to the play button itself.
Allison. Millennial. Upbeat.
Upbeat.
Entertainment TV. Play. Button. Image. Toggles voice preview. A black triangle on a white background.
Turn speech off.
Speech off.
Did you know that there are a lot of amazing places to visit in Cancun?
That sounds amazing, right? That probably would be very useful for reading articles, such as web articles, which I'm going to be showing you. Yeah, you can have web articles read to you. It might sound better. Now, if you want to save more than two voices, you have to get one of them removed before you can add another one. So since I already selected Brian and Ivy, I can't select Allison at this time unless I go to Brian and Ivy and remove those. So two voices is all you can do at the maximum. So I will let you know how that works. So let's go back to the top left and get out of Allison here.
Go back button.
Double tap and go back.
Player button.
And now you know how to choose the various voices. There are some fantastic voices. At this time of the podcast, because this is a brand new release, it is only for English voices. They did say they will be coming out with various languages for other countries soon. So keep on coming back and updating this app to ensure that you get the proper language that you want. I believe at this time there are 27 variety of English voices to choose from. That's a lot. Now let's go back to the home tab here. Once again, the easiest way is to go to the bottom left by using a four-finger tap of the bottom half.
Account.
And then going left to home.
Voices. Home.
Double tap.
Home.
All right, now we're ready for the goody stuff, which what I really love about this is the ability to import the things that matters to you. So let's go to the top here.
Player button.
And I'm going to go to the right.
Goes back to home. Import button. Image. Shows import options. Add.
To the imports. Let's go ahead and double tap here and see what's available for us to use.
Add content.
All right. There are three different ways to add the content to the reader itself. So as I swipe to the right.
Close button. Write text.
Yes. If you double tap that, you can write in a set of text that you want it to read back. You can do that, or you can copy paste and come in back in here and paste a huge amount of text into that. You can do it that way.
Import URL.
Import URLs. This is one of my favorite. Now, if you know the link itself, you can come in here and double tap and put in the link itself. However, I'm going to show you an easier way to do this. But for now, that is what that's for. Go to the right.
Upload file.
Now, you could double tap each of those items easily and do that. I find this to be a little bit clunky and clumsy than I like it to be. So I'm going to show you how I go about doing these imports easier and a faster way of doing things. So let's go out of here. I'm going to go directly to my Files app. The Files app is a native app that you are allowed to be able to access your iCloud and other services such as OneDrive, Google Drive, Dropbox, and etc. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to head over to Files here.
Reader. Files. Double tap to open.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap to open that up.
Files. Browse. Back button.
Now what I have opened up here, I am at my OneDrive area. If you're not familiar with the Files app, make sure that you're in the Browse tab. At the bottom right should be your Browse, and double tap that. and then come back up and then select the different various cloud sources that you want to get to. So I'm going to go into a particular book in mind here.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets text.
So here's a Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets, the second in series. This is a text file. So if I want to go ahead and use this, we're going to implement the share feature. And that you can do by simply swiping down.
Delete. Copy. Move. Share.
Double tap that.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Chapter 1.
So what I want to do here is now swipe to the right. And you'll see the various things like
text document, fifth close, but airdrop, messages, mail, button,
and etc. that you've seen before. I'm looking for something called Reader.
Ice cubes, Slack, Dolby On, OneDrive, Reader, button.
Now double tap that, and what will happen is it will import the files automatically for you, and it'll open up the media player and start reading it to you. So let me go ahead and do one finger double tap on this.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
So once you hear that, that means you're in the reader itself. And what we need to do now is go to the top right here, because what this done, it opened the text file itself and dumped it into a edit box down below. Top right.
Listen.
Which is the listen. Double tap that.
Listen. Dimmed. Help. Button. Shows help and feedback form.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Button. Goes back.
Chapter 1. The Worst Birthday. Not for the first time, an argument had broken out over breakfast at No. 4 Privet Drive. Mr. Vernon Dursley had been woken in the early hours of the morning by a loud, hooting noise from his nephew Harry's room. "Third time this week!" he roared across the table. "If you can't..."
Magic tap to stop. Isn't that incredible? I find it fascinating that the inflection is there. Oh my gosh, this is from a text file, and it was able to take what those words are and increase it to like he was yelling at somebody. But the beautiful part, you got to hear the entire Chamber of Secrets right here, beautifully read to me. This is really great, based on the voice that you want to use. Now, that's one way of doing things. That's one item that you can do. You can import text by your file. So if you want to do manuals and things like that, or user guides or other books that you might have, feel free to do so. It does support text file. It does support PDFs, and it also supports EPUB. Now, hopefully with a little nod or poke to the developer that we may be able to support more extensions to be able to import with. That would be fantastic. But nonetheless, that's incredible. What's the other way of doing things? Well, I'll tell you what. I like to listen to some articles in this way as well. Let me show you how I do this. I use the Lyre app. That's my RSS aggregator. This could be the same in Safari. So if you come to a web page or an article, whatever it is on a web that contains text that you would like to read, there's a share button there. So on Safari, there should be a share button, and you get the same share seats where you can share to the reader. So let me head over to Lyre and then go to a particular article I have saved just for this moment to show you.
App switcher, reader, active. Home. Lyre, 357 new items. Double tap to open.
Let's double tap that to go in there, and I'll go to
Lyre, Feedly, heading.
I'll go to a particular article here.
Ship and Company, operating hours for Tiana's Bayou Adventure revealed yesterday at 8:59 a.m.
That's the one I want to share and import. So to do that, once again, it depends on the app itself how you do those share, but I'm going to go ahead and just share this to the reader.
Mark as read. Show options. Clean up article list. Star article. Share. Operating hours for Tiana's Chipanco.com. Close. Airdrop. Messages. Mail. Ice cubes. Slack. Dolby On. Reader. Button.
Once again, double tap.
Performed action. Reader. Loading shared content. Ellipsis. Dimmed.
Now it's loaded.
Excitement is in the air as Disney has unveiled the operating hours for the highly anticipated Tiana's Bayou Adventure, set to officially open on June 28, 2024, at Walt Disney World Disney World's Magic Kingdom. This new attraction promises to be a magical addition to the park. Related, Disney pays tribute to Splash Mountain at Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Tiana's Bayou Adventure will follow the...
Really beautiful, isn't it? Wow, I just absolutely love this. Now, before I head out of here, I want to show you one more thing that will come and play that you will want to do. Top left.
Go back. Button. Goes back.
Here's your go back button. Double tap that.
Player. Button. Goes back to player.
Now we're back to the home page here. Now, as you swipe to the right here, you will eventually get the two items that I've imported. So I'll just go directly to those two items.
Operating hours for Tiana's Bayou Adventure revealed. Chipanco.com 17%. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
So those are the two items that I've imported. So that will show up on your list. Now, this is the other area that is kind of a little clumsy, but it is workable. I will be very happy when the developers make this much easier for VoiceOver user. For those that are sighted, they typically all they have to do is just swipe to the left, and that will give them the option to delete that particular file. Well, we can do that here as well. Now, notice before I get out of this, let's go back to the previous one here.
Operating hours for Tiana's Bayou Adventure revealed. Chipanco.com 17%.
Let's go back to this one. To delete this particular one, what we have to do as a VoiceOver user is find the item that you want to remove and then go on to the right side of the device, double tap and hold with one finger, and then swipe to the left. You should hear that. Now swipe to the left. Now, you may have to do this a couple times. Now, there's no inclination of that was successful or not. But what should happen, there should be a delete button that appears. So let me go to the right.
Harry Potter.
And then go back left.
Delete.
Now, you should have the delete button. Now, I know it's going to be frustrating for those that try this for the first time. It's one of those, it kind of appears you may have to swipe right a couple times and then come back left and swipe left until you get to the delete button. And that is if you did the swipe correctly. I get it. It's difficult to do, but nonetheless, that is an option, so I can double tap.
Alert. Confirm deletion. You will no longer have this read item in your library. Cancel. Button. Delete. Button.
And if you're absolutely sure, we'll double tap delete.
Player. Button.
Now, if I look at the screen here.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Now, it is gone. So that is how that works. So I'm really excited about this 11 Lab Reader. This is something I'm going to be using heavily myself. Even though it does have its quirks and such, and I know the time positioning. A deal breaker for some of you. I get that. But really, when I read something, I don't really ever want to go back to it. But hopefully in the future, we'll be able to do that. Now, the best part about 11 Labs Reader is that it's completely free. Yes, it's completely free. If you are a user and tried 11 Labs before, if you go onto the site, they always restrict you how many characters you can have read back to you and read to you. You don't have that character limits here. There is no limit. There is no maximum or anything, which is mind-boggling because that seems to be the opposite of what they've done on the site itself. But within this app, the sky is the limit for you. So I can't wait. So you can see the potential behind this app and why I love this so very much. And I can see that if they just made a couple of accessibility tweaks here and there, it would be a game changer for us. So keep in touch and keep updated with this if it changes over time to enough that I think it's worth redoing. As for major changes, I will definitely come back and do this. Now, keep in mind, it is not meant for the blind people. So obviously some of the formats that you probably want, you'll have to ask the developers if they'll be willing to import it. And also keep in mind, this is meant for audio. So it's not going to be a voice stream reader or speech central where you are being able to read along with it. So if you're low vision, you want that text to highlight, you're going to have to use those. This is just going to be strictly for audio. And they probably will never have that as an option because you're importing those texts that you could theoretically read already. This was designed for people to have a hands-free experiment and be able to listen to various articles and books while they're doing the dishes or laundry or whatever not. With that said, let me know what you think of this app and if it's something that you're going to be using all the time yourself. So here's 11 Labs Reader for you. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.